Went to the movies alone trophy. All right, let's make some noise.
I got some stuff from the Jameson Distillery.
And you go right down the middle.
Oh, that's kind of crazy that only 4 million people live in Ireland.
He's acting like he's the Prince of Ireland.
Everyone over here like hates Americans.
Life's party, it's always a party. Welcome home, Paulie.
What's up, partiers? How are we doing today?
Paul just touched down back in Jersey. Dirty Jersey.
Dirty Jersey. Paul's over across the pond, as they say, over in Ireland.
Yeah, you were. You just touched back down with your dad. We'll get into the trip, but before we get into the trip, I show up today, and we're at Paul's dad's house, who allows us to have this beautiful set in his house, so we appreciate him for that. And I walk in, he's whispering to his dad. And he goes, did you hear that, Ryan? And I go, no, why? Like, what's up? Like, what's wrong? He's like, oh, no, I told him something that I didn't want you to know. And then I come in here later, he's whispering to producer Drew. Once again, untold story. Then he goes into the other room, locks the door. I haven't heard from him in 15 minutes. Comes walking out with the biggest grin on his face.
15 minutes is a bit of an exaggeration, maybe like a minute or two.
And then we have beautiful Guinness on the set, which Paul wants to start the show with. But then he changes his mind. Oh, I got to surprise you with something before we even get to the Guinness taste test. Welcome. So what is it? I'm tired of waiting.
Welcome back, partiers. Hope you're having a great time. We're just having some fun on the show. That's right, well, what we're doing.
Tell me what's going on.
So when I was over in Ireland, as we're going to talk about my vacation, there's a lot of really cool things about it. We're going to talk about travel and vacation, all that kind of stuff.
Can we get to what's going on here?
I was over on Instagram, and I saw Ryan had a big accomplishment in his life this last week.
I had a big accomplishment in my life.
Very large accomplishment in your life. And I just wanted to recognize the accomplishment.
He's going through all the things like, I accomplished something this week?
I didn't accomplish
you
shit
did.
This
so,
week.
You did. So, Ryan, you went to the movies.
Oh, I did.
You went to the movies. Was there anyone else there?
There was no one else there. I went alone for the first time. I'll just save this for the next show, I guess. But we could start off with this. I don't know what you're going to bring out here. But I will say that Paul has been tempting me and telling me, hey, go to movies by yourself. It's a different experience. You'll understand. So Fridays in the summer, I get off at 3 p.m. early exits on summer days, on Fridays. So I go, all right, I want to see the Kevin Hart, Dwayne The Rock Johnson new movie, DC Super Pets, which at first I thought I was going to see Life of Pets 2. Realized that's a different movie. So I show up. I get my popcorn, 3:45 p.m. start. It was weird because I got a small popcorn.
Okay.
I'm used to getting the large
popcorn. I did notice that it was small.
It was weird.
Was like,
it was weird getting a small popcorn. And then as I'm sitting in the theater, I realized based off the time I went to go see the movie, 3:45 p.m. on a Friday, I realized that the movie that I'm seeing is like a rated PG movie, DC Super Pets. I realized that that's like prime pedophile time to go to the movies.
Okay.
So it probably wasn't a good look for a 25-year-old man to sit there with a bunch of other kids at 3:45 during the show. But I had a good time. It was a unique experience. But I don't know what the gift you have for me.
I honestly, when I saw that post, I'm just like, is he trying to get at his girlfriend for not going to the movie theaters with him?
it might have been.
Well, I just wanted to acknowledge the accomplishment. I think it's a big step for you. So I
did
got
I get a sign. What is this? It's a trophy.
I got a little trophy.
What is this? What? Okay, thank you. Went to the movies alone trophy. All right, let's make some noise. Thank you. I put a poll out, actually, when I got there. And I said, is going to the movies alone a vibe? Or is it just sadness with the little emoji crying? Majority of the votes were it's a vibe.
It is a vibe. It's a straight
which
vibe.
I was surprising. I was not a fan of going to the movies alone, but I did it. So there you go, Paul. You happy? How many times have you gone alone?
A lot. Like probably at least like 100.
I realize I probably shouldn't have gone to a 3:45 PG movie. Yeah, that's pedophile range.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. I had like two girls that were like near my age next to me. And then there were some families in there. Good movie.
Okay.
It was DC Super Pets is what it's called. And I was telling my mom when I got home. First of all, I got bullied by my dad, my brother, and my mom. You went to the movies by yourself and saw DC Super Pets? And I was like, yeah, I had to go try it out by myself. But I will say this before we get into your Ireland trip, is that Kevin Hart and The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson are very good entrepreneurs, and they understand the grand scheme of like the entertainment world. So I think it's a really smart idea because you have your Marvel Avenger movies, right? And like as they progress, they're more catered to adults. Like kids can't really go in there and understand the Avenger movies, the superhero movies, and sometimes they're a little too ultra violent. So like why not do a spinoff with pets where it's like the kids can still have their superheroes in more of a PG realm? I mean, there's always going to be an audience for that.
That's true.
Because the 5, 8, 10-year-olds, they can't go see the Avengers Endgame because it's a lot to take in. It's a lot of violence, deaths, storylines. Why not dim that down and create a new chapter of Super Pets? Like, it makes complete sense. And I think it's a genius marketing or TV move. I mean, not TV, movie move.
Yeah, I mean, Marvel and DC, I mean, the whole point of those movies to make money is to be four quadrant films, which is like, everybody can go see it. So that's the idea. So you would definitely have younger kids see those Marvel films, but I could see where like a lot of the stuff might go over the heads or like the violence might get a little too far. So the idea of animation, the idea of putting a spin on the superhero genre, like I thought it was, I haven't seen it. I do want to check it out.
Like the ending, you can tell that they want to continue this. It's like, okay, we want to give the kids their superheroes.
Yeah.
Like they had like Green Lantern as a girl. Like they have a bunch of other stuff. So you could tell that this is going to be like a thing. It's not just a one-stop shop, one-hit wonder. So I think that was a good idea to have this as they're like the kids Avengers.
All right, cool. So Ryan's got his award. Definitely check out the movies by yourself if you haven't. I highly recommend it. And I think Ryan is now on board. So
I am on board.
What we're going to do is I was over the pond, as I keep saying. Dude, I heard it like a million times. But over I was in pond. Ireland, and I had a lot of Guinness, and I realized that my dad had Guinness upstairs, so which is actually mine. I brought it over here. So I was like, you know what? I think Ryan should try it. We should start the show with it.
I should drink out of the trophy.
I don't know how clean that is.
I wouldn't.
Oh, there's a couple bugs in here, actually.
But I do recommend...
only the best for you.
When you open your Guinness to pour it, because it's supposed to settle a little bit, you have to like watch it settle. I don't really think you should be drinking it out of a bottle.
Not a twist off, all right? It's not a Bud Light. It's a little more proper. Proper 12.
So we'll crack these open.
Oh, it's got a lot of gas coming out of it. That was like a full on, like, it was like the gas thing that you get at the, oh shit, like at the dentist, they spray you with that air. That's what came out.
So the whole thing is too.
How do you pour it? I've seen videos where people like explain the best way to pour a beer. And some say like you go right down the pipe without tilting the beer.
You don't tilt it, no.
And you go right down the middle. I think I should stop.
There you go. So the whole idea with Guinness, especially, I saw this on TikTok too, beers, like, you shouldn't slow pour a beer, like, let the gases expand, and that way you'll be less bloated.
Because, like, we were taught when we were little, it's like, Solo cup, then you, like, pour the beer down the side of the Solo cup, but as TikTok is getting some audience exposure, they're telling you, they're teaching you to pour right down the pipe.
You're getting very precarious on top of your MacBook.
I need to have the full thing in before we go. Do you have a full one in there?
It's basically full. It's like, I think a little more. I got to top it off.
All right. So when you have a Guinness, this is my first time drinking Guinness.
Okay.
So like you got to wait, right? You can't just go for it now.
Guinness has to settle a little bit. I think maybe because it's a bottle, it's a little different. When you do draft, you'll really see it settle. I think they had a campaign. I don't know if they had a campaign a while. It was like the wait is better. Like it's better to wait kind of thing. And that was their campaign to watch it settle. And then you drink it and it's just better.
So you drank a lot of Guinness when you were out at the bar, right?
Yeah.
But you drank them out of glasses or bottles?
It was draft and it was out of a glass.
So you would have to get the beer and wait.
So the way they did it was that they would do the draft for you. They would give it to you. They would let it settle and then they would top it off. And by the time it was topped off, it was pretty much good to drink. But you'll see it like a draft. You'll see the bottom. It's like light brown and then it'll slowly get darker brown. And then I've actually learned that Guinness technically is red. It's like a dark red is the official color, because if you hold it up to a natural sunlight, it's like a very dark red. It's not brown, but that was like their whole thing.
Could be a dumb question. Forms of Guinness?
Yeah,
Guinness Light?
Yeah, well, no, Guinness, just like any company, right? Like Bud Light has a bunch of different, you know, offshoots, right?
Yeah.
It's the same idea. Like we'll talk about it, but I went to the Guinness, I think it's called the Storehouse, And it was like a little museum, a walkthrough. There were some restaurants in there, some cool Guinness experiences we did. And you get to learn about Guinness a little bit more. It's just super dope. So I think we're good now.
I'm kind of nervous. Like, I mean, this is obviously a hefty beer, not a lot darker than my usual Bud Light. What do we thought? 9.9%? No.
That's tasty.
Does it have the percent on here? I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm telling you.
Oh no. I don't know. Sorry.
Just drink it.
I'm nervous.
I don't know if it has the percentage.
But it's going to give me a mustache?
The whole idea is, yeah.
This will be my first mustache.
There's supposed to be little foam mustaches for sure.
Do I get a mustache trophy once I get a mustache?
Give it a chance. Really put it in your mouth.
Do I have a mustache?
No, you got
no. Think about it. If you never had Guinness before, I highly suggest at least giving it a try. It is so different than any beer you probably ever had.
Well, here's the problem. I'm not a manly guy. This is a manly beer. Let me give it one more. I kind of like it.
We never did this on the show. This was a perfect time to do it. Because I'm telling, over in Ireland, I had so many Guinnesses. It was probably absurd. It was one of the biggest things I was drinking. And I would never drink this on a night that I'm going out. I drank like 8 or 9 of these on a Saturday night. And it was just like, the fact, there was just so much, it was so much beer. It was crazy.
I'm not going to lie. I like it a lot.
Dude.
Like when you pour it into the glass, it just looks like so heavy.
Yeah.
But when you drink it, it's like light. Like, it feels like a light beer when you drink it, which
I think
is
it
very
tastes
dangerous.
So good.
It's so smooth.
I think it tastes so good.
Let me go one more. No. I mean, I'll drink it for the show. We're going to have a little Ireland show. Paul's going to talk about his little Ireland trip with the fam.
So definitely check it out. If you haven't had Guinness already, give it a whirl.
It's actually it's actually phenomenal. I'll give the phenomenal case on it. Because I usually don't enjoy drinking beers like when I go eat or something, but this has like
you can eat and drink that.
You can eat and drink
absolutely.
It doesn't have like, oh, this is beer. Like, oh, like, it's just like so smooth and light.
I'm really happy right now.
I'm surprised it's light because it's such a dark, foamy drink.
It looks like coffee.
Because like when you go to a brewery, it does look like coffee, and you get like a flight, and then you'll try like the darker beers, and then they'll look like this, but then they'll also feel heavy and have a strong, distinct taste. This is light, goes down like a light beer.
So as I said, the first night I was there, we flew in Friday night here. And then by the time it was a 6-hour flight, by the time I got to Ireland, it was like 6 a.m. Saturday morning. And then we literally stayed up that entire day. I went to bed at 2:30 Saturday night. So it was like a very long day for me, almost 2 days in a row. I literally did not sleep. And we went out to a bunch of Irish bars up in Ireland towards like the north half of the country. And literally, so we met a bunch of family we'll talk about. That's why I kind of went.
Fly Spirit?
No, not Spirit. We
first
flew,
class?
We flew American Airlines.
Life's a party. Don't have you flying first class?
They should. We need to. I got to bill the company.
Put it on the company tab.
The $10.
And yet I'm still not getting paid.
You showed up back then. Do your fucking job.
But I flew American Airlines, 6.5-hour flight. It wasn't terrible. I thought it'd be a lot longer.
A lot of Stranger Thing episodes.
I mean,
you can't watch it because there's no Wi-Fi up there.
Yeah, but you download it. You ever download an episode?
Yeah,
to
but
Netflix?
Then that takes a lot of storage up on my phone.
That really? What, if you're on a long flight, that's what you got to
do.
So
wait, you touched down at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, so I flew.
And then you just had the whole day. That's tough.
Dude, it was rough. So we flew out of Philadelphia. It was a 6 p.m. flight. Or like, yeah, 6 p.m. flight. We get to Dublin. I flew into Dublin. For me, it was like midnight. It would have been midnight. But for them, it was 5:30 a.m. So it was like, okay. And then my sister, I was like, oh, we going to the hotel? Like, we relaxing. What are we doing? He goes, no, we're doing the day. Like, we're going to go drive 3 hours.
That's like when you show up to Disney and you get there and it's like, all right, let's go hit the parks for 12 hours today. So we just touched down. This is not a vacation. This is a chore.
It was a long day.
But you drove for 3 hours.
So, yeah. So, we flew into Dublin, but we visited family. And because it was the weekend, my dad was like, we got to see a lot of our family right now. We saw them all week. But the majority live in Donegal, Ireland. So, we went to Donegal. And Donegal is about a 3-hour drive from the Dublin airport. So, we had a car ready for us. We drove 3 hours. We split it. My dad and myself. We drove a lot during the trip, but we split the drive. And the first thing is driving on the opposite side of the road.
I was going to ask, do they drive weird? Paul's a bad driver to begin with. Oh, now switching sides.
I'm a great driver.
I'd rather walk at that point.
I'm a phenomenal driver. And driving on the opposite side, you wouldn't think it's too big of a change. I'm telling you, it's a big change. It's like a big change. You're driving on the left. The driver's side is now on the right. And it's just you thinking differently, right? Like, I thought I was going to either hit the car to my right, which was driving like right next to you, or when you were in the passenger seat in the front, you thought you were going to hit the side of the road. Like, you were going to hit the curb, you were going to hit the bricks, you were going to hit the plants, because the roads were really tight in Ireland, especially in Northern Ireland or the north part. Like, it was very rural. It was very, like, open country-like. So those roads are really tight and narrow, and it was just
Are they
so
windy?
Scary. Oh, yeah. It was just mountains, windy roads, that kind of thing.
So what's, like, the family dynamic? Like, is your dad close with who lives in Ireland? Is it his, like, who is it? Like,
so what I've learned about my family is I'm from, my grandparents are from Ireland.
I'm adopted.
So honestly, I don't know those people at all.
I'm an adopted child. They took me to Ireland to pretend I was part of the family.
I blended in pretty well.
Yeah.
Now we are Guinness ambassadors.
But I went to, we were visiting family in Donegal. And both of my grandparents, I found out that my grandfather was actually born in the States. So my grandfather is technically an American, but he grew up a lot of his younger life in Ireland.
Yeah.
And then my grandmother was born in Ireland. And then my grandfather moved back to Ireland when he was young. So he lived a lot of his younger life. And then they both moved to the States in their late teens, like 18, like 17, 18 years old. They moved back to the States, got together, had a family, and then settled down in South.
So how many brothers and sisters does your dad have?
My dad has three siblings, but my grandmother, I believe, is one of nine, and my grandfather is one of seven.
So it's more of like an aunts and uncles kind of trip.
Basically, it was my dad's aunts and uncles,
right?
And then we were visiting all of his cousins, and then their children.
Yeah,
so that was kind of the relationship we were trying to figure out. You know what I mean?
Right. So you get there. I saw you. What, you just had dinner with them? Wait, let's go to this castle thing that I saw.
Okay.
Paul's like, he's acting like he's the Prince of Ireland when he goes there. He's doing TikTok dances in front of, like,
oh my
the
God.
Castle.
Did you see my TikToks?
This is my family's heritage. I'm like, you don't own that. First of all, it's abandoned.
I saw an Instagram story you posted, and I don't know who the girl was that you were doing a TikTok dance with in front of the castle, but then there was just this elderly man and woman looking at you like you're fucking insane.
They got TikTok in Ireland.
Yeah, they do. It's a great time. So my sister loves TikTok too. You know, we love TikTok. And she does all the dances. I'm not a big, dancer now. Used to be back in the day.
Now.
So we were doing the TikTok dance, and we did it kind of when we dropped down in Ireland. We did it in Donegal, which was our first stop, and we did it by we did it in front of like a church, like a really gorgeous church. And I was like, yeah, this is funny. Like, we should do this the different places we travel. And she was like, yeah, if we remember, like, we didn't make it a big thing. But it was really simple dance. So once I learned it once, we just kind of, like, picked it up and did it. So we did it, I think, four or five times through the different. We did it on some cat in front of a church. We did it in front of a castle.
So you lied. So that was not from your family's heritage.
Somehow I bet you I'm related somewhere. That's probably partially my castle. Yeah.
What's the coolest like place you saw, like landmark? I saw your sister. I didn't see a picture of you doing it when they like you flip upside down and kiss the rock.
I saw that.
What's like the background story on that? Do you know?
Yeah. So the castle that you saw a picture in front of I posted one picture. I'm going to post more stuff. It's called the Blarney Stone, which is the stone you saw my sister kissing, which is like a tradition. So this is at the Blarney Castle in Cork, Ireland. So in Cork, there's this castle and there's some gardens areas. It's a really cool thing. We bought a ticket. We went to go see the castle and you get a tour of the castle and how the castle functioned, the different rooms, like all that kind of stuff. And at the top, it's made with this very special stone called the Blarney Stone. Well, it's like good luck. And what's called, you get the gift of the gab, which is like you get to talk, like you talk a lot, the gift of talking. And the tradition is that you have to kiss the stone. Or to kiss the stone, because of how it's placed, you have to bend over and kiss it upside down. So, like, the way it works is that...
So you can't get to it if you lay on your stomach. That's why everybody kisses it upside down.
You can't. Because the way it works is you have to land on your back, and then you're like, going backwards. There's a guy kind of holding you up. There's some hand railings there where you can hold on, and you literally lean so far back, and then just kiss this stone, and then they pull you back up.
That's not sanitary.
Oh, absolutely not. But there's a very large line for it. People love it. I did it really quick. I was like in and out of there. I kissed the wrong stone because there was like a part of the stone. I was like, and I get out and the guy's like, that's not it. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then he pushed me all the way back and I'm like hanging upside down and you could tell where the stone switches or this like older Blarney stone is. And I'm like, oh, that's that.
Could you like fall through?
No, they just keep, I mean, Maybe it would. You would get stuck for sure if you dropped.
Oh, nice.
It's a cool tradition.
How's like the money go? Like how much? Like, I mean, you. I don't know how that goes.
Yeah. So it's euros. So a couple years ago,
they speak English, right?
They do. The main language is English, and then there's also Irish, which is
That's a language.
It's called it's Irish, and then it's technically
just
called
an Irish accent. You don't speak Irish.
No, you speak. So people speak. So there's a language called Gaelic, and Gaelic because I was calling it Gaelic, and people were like, they just call it Irish. It's like it's the Irish language.
Yeah.
So. I heard they actually still teach it in schools. It's just not widely spoken. Like, people know how to write it, they know how to read it, but it's not highly spoken.
I mean, because they're probably the only people that speak it.
It is. So I was like, that's pretty cool. And like, I knew my grandmother could speak Gaelic, and but with money, it's all euros. So it's just euros, and you would just do the money exchange. But fortunately enough, I mean, everything's digitalized these days. I paid everything in card. Almost like everything.
Oh, you could pay with card.
I paid with card on everything. Every purchase I had, every beer I drank, every sweatshirt. I bought one sweatshirt. Like, anything I needed to buy, it was any food. It was literally just tap. And everything's tap. You know, and, you know, it's all just like, and even the bartenders, like, they'll pull the, you know, the pin pad thing, and they'll do your drink. They'll pull it up, and they'll put it right in front of the bar for you, and you just tap your card, and they're cool. No tips, no nothing. You don't tip anybody. No. Nope.
I would save so much money. I tip everyone, anyone, anywhere. And that's my problem. How's the nightlife over there? Is it like wildly different or weirdly similar to how we party?
It depends. I think there's different cities we went to. Donegal was the first. Very rural. There's like a center town. We were there on Saturday night. It was one of the longest days of my life. And it was one of the most fun nights I've ever had. It was like literally Guinness all day long. Drink Guinness up until 2:30 in the morning. I was with my dad's cousin, Michael. He was a party guy, party animal. Kept feeding us Guinness.
His life's a party.
I mean, it's in the family for sure. Okay. And my little sister went up to the band, sang in the band. So, really? Like, she went up and she has
that
an Irish song.
That girl has, like, a niche for stage time.
She loves it, yeah. Well, I found out. We could talk more about the nightlife. There's a drinking game that Morgan.
You play a drinking game in the club.
No, but this is a drink. So this is the story here. So my little sister, she goes to
Penn.
She goes, thanks.
You're adopted, so.
Thanks for telling my history. So my little sister goes to Penn University in Philadelphia, and a University of Penn. And there's a drinking game that they play, and it's with an Irish song. It's very similar to Thunder. So you know Thunder?
Thunder.
Thunderstruck? Yeah, right? Yeah. That every time you're drinking, every time they say the word thunder. And
it's a brutal game to get into. Messes you up real quick.
It does. Right? So there's a very similar game, but it's an Irish like folk song. And it's called the Rattlin Bog.
Oh, yeah, I've played that.
The Rattlin Bog. Yeah. So I've never heard of that.
You've never heard of that?
Never heard of this song. So it's a drinking game.
That's probably epic to do in Ireland.
It was crazy.
I've done it with my friends just sitting there playing it. But imagine doing it in Ireland with Guinness. That can't be matched.
So, like, my sister knows the song. She loves it. So we're in the bar the first night. There's an Irish band playing. She goes up. She's like, hey, I really want to sing the Rattlin' Bog. So they let her sing the Rattlin' Bog. So she sang like halfway through the song.
Did everybody like chime in and do it?
Yeah, she was like, she has her phone and she's like singing the lyrics. And then that was the first night. And by the end of the trip, she knows the whole song.
Wait, were people getting up on stage and singing songs, or she was just like, ask to do it?
She just asked to
do
it.
That is a wild move. Like, that is a very wild. So how much Guinness did she have before
she
pulled that off?
So what really happened was the singer, they took a break. The singer got up to went to the bathroom. She sat in the singer's seat. And then when he came back, she's like, hey, can I sing the Rattlin' Bog?
Are they like in tune with like what's like, is their culture kind of like our culture, if that makes sense? Well, they're 6 hours away. That's almost like this. It's like going to a different state, but you're going to a different country.
Yeah. I mean, the difference of culture is a little different.
So their music is like our music.
So the music really surprised me. So if you're in a club, right, there's all different parts of Ireland. Like I said, Donegal was our first, which is where most of my family from, very rural. Then we went to this place called Galway, and Galway is like a very small city, but it feels to me like a college campus, and all the streets were like no cars. They were all cobblestone and like meant for people to walk on. They had a lot of shops. There was every, like, you walk down a street and literally between, there's a bar next to a bar next to a bar next to a bar and tavern. Like, that's all it was.
Bar
and maybe
hopping.
And maybe there was like a little gift shop or like another shop in the middle, like very rarely, but it was streets and streets of just taverns, and it was awesome. And it was like very it felt like a college atmosphere. They felt like college bars. And then we were in Galway Monday night, and we met some family, and then we're like, oh, we want to go listen to some traditional Irish music. And we met one of my second cousins, and she's 22. She just graduated from the university in Galway.
Was that the girl that was in the picture you posted?
Maybe. I don't
like,
know.
I don't know. Sorry.
So, no, but maybe. One of my cousins, and we were like, hey, where do we go around here? She was like, I really like this place. It's called The Keys. We went to The Keys, and it was Monday night, and I'm telling you, it felt like a Friday. Like, it was just literally, like, everyone balls to the wall.
They're built different over there?
Built different. And I looked at her. I was like, is this Monday. Like, is this all time? She goes, this is all time.
That's probably what they just live for, I get. Because I hear how they're such a drinking country. And it's like, I probably just work, and it's like, all right, let's go party. Let's go drink. Like, let's go drink Guinness. That's a wild lifestyle.
But it was an Irish, playing traditional Irish music. They were, it was band. They were also playing like modern songs. You had a guy on drums, a guy on acoustic guitar, and then a girl on the violin. And the violin was like fire. It was amazing. I was like, we need more of this shit in the US. Like, the violin was so cool, but they were playing the traditional Irish music, and they were also playing more modern music. And that was in Galway. And then we also went to like more cities, where we went to Cork, and then we were in Dublin, and they're just playing like normal American music most of the time, like normal American music.
Do they have like weird sayings that you have to catch on to?
They do.
It's like, oh, I don't know what that means. So, I gotta figure it out. And then by like the end of the vacation, you kind of understand,
like,
oh,
like, what is this? My favorite one, I realized that everyone, instead of saying like goodbye or like thank you, it's everyone says cheers.
Are they really nice?
Yeah, everyone was super nice.
Well, you've been doing that. Well, we've been doing that. Like, our signature for emails recently have just been cheers.
It says cheers, life's party.
It's very, like, not Jersey of us.
No, but I mean, that's part of our lifestyle, our brand. And everyone, like, I would say like thank you, and they'd be like cheers. Or like, have a great day. I'd be like, cheers. Like, all, it was just cheers everywhere. So I thought that was funny.
Are they overly too nice? Like, when I went to school down south, it was like at the point where it was like, all right, I need someone to fucking be mean to me. Because these people are way too nice. I'm talking like, they're like Chick-fil-A employees everywhere. Holding doors for me when I'm 3 miles back. I'm like, just close the door. I'll get it myself. And then like, oh, no honking going on. Just everyone's just so peaceful, moving at a slow, snail-like pace. It's like, we need some pace up in here. But they're not overly too nice?
No, I think it was perfect. And then
any bar fights? I feel like you could see a lot of bar fights in Ireland.
There was one, actually. I forget what time it was. We saw somebody kick somebody out. One of the bouncers kicked somebody out. But the sayings. So my sister was in a car, and we were driving to we went from one bar, and we were going to the center city, like the center town. And my dad's cousin Michael was driving, and my sister, she was like asking him questions. She's like, what do people say? Like, what's a good like Irish pickup line? Like, all that kind of stuff. So he was telling us some stuff, and he said a real Irish saying is, it's called Pog Mahone.
Post Malone?
That's what it sounds like. But it was called Pog Mahone. And then it was like, okay, what does that mean? And it was
Pog,
like,
Mahone.
Pog Mahone. So but this isn't a pickup line. This is more like a sass remark. Okay. Like, oh, Pog Mahone. And it's like, it said, kiss my ass. Which I'm like, that's great.
That could be a pickup line.
Hey, yeah, it's like Pog Mahone. Okay, like Pog Mahone.
I want you to Pog Mahone me. I want you to kiss my ass.
So that was a good one. And then what's funny is that, like, a couple days later, we were at a cliff. We were at one of our sightseeing things. And we were in the gift shop, and Morgan found a license plate, and it said Pog Mahone, and she bought it.
That's great.
So she has this like Irish license plate that says Pog Mahone. It's awesome.
Do people like realize that you're Americans there?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So what the best is, it was the first night we were there.
It's like all these fucking Americans are trying to fit in.
Yeah. It was the first.
Is there like, they dress style? Like, is it weird? Like, your clothes didn't really match what they were wearing?
They're definitely like, I feel like slightly underdressed.
Yeah.
But nothing,
I could just see them in some fucking like overalls or some rolled up roll their t-shirts up and just go
to
a bar.
It's just slightly more, they're less casual. Like, they'll have, like, I don't know, like, I've seen guys with the button ups, the shoes, they don't really wear sneakers. It's more like slightly, you know, it's dressed, but it's not too formal.
Yeah.
And then wait, so last pickup line. This was so weird. This was funny. He said you would go up to a girl would go up to a guy and say, "Do you have any road frontage?" And like,
are we talking roadhead here?
So you're like, so you sit there and you're saying, what does that mean? Like, what
is road frontage?
Road frontage. And it's like an old timey thing where it's like, do you have any land that you own that's on the front of the road that's like connected to the road? Because that means you're wealthy. It's like such an in-depth pickup line. Do you have any road frontage?
That's such a weird pickup. It's like, oh, are you rich?
Yeah.
But it sounds like, oh, did you give roadhead?
That sounds like many different things you could put it in.
All right, so if I go to Ireland, looks like I'm getting people to kiss my ass. I might get some roadhead. It's the only two things I know how to communicate with them. Kiss my ass, roadhead. Yep. One of the two.
That's all you need.
No, I need a line.
So you just strictly drank Guinness.
Oh, for beer, it was mostly Guinness.
Do they have American beer there? Budweiser?
They had Coors Light.
Coors Light, there we go.
Coors Light was the main, like, I guess you would say American lager. It's American. And then they had Budweiser. They only had Budweiser in Dublin. But everywhere else, I saw Blue Moon once. But most of the time, no. It was like Guinness. And then there was a really nice beer we liked. It's called Smithix.
That's my heritage.
There you go. Smith, baby.
Yep. So my family actually made that beer.
I like the Smithix. It wasn't a light beer. It's kind of in the middle. It was like a red tone beer, super light. Found out it was only like 4%. So it was a little lighter in alcohol content anyway. And it was just like, great.
Is everyone just really pale?
No, that's not true at all.
Is that just a stereotype? It's a
super bad stereotype. Yeah.
Oh.
It's like everyone's got freckles. It's like, no, I didn't really see that many freckle people. I'm not going to tell you. Like,
what was your favorite city?
I really liked Donegal because
was that the second one you went to?
The first one I went to is where a lot of my family was. We met a lot of family. We met some like cousins. We met some younger children that we're related to.
I have this weird picture of what Ireland is. Are their houses like vastly different?
It depends where you are.
Like I just have in my mind, I just have such like a farmy, like old look in my head. Just like almost like not cabins, but like.
Close to it, right?
Yeah, like not like we're not talking like refurbished like kitchen counters and shit. Like it's very old in my head.
It depends where you go because I've seen a few where like we actually visited where my grandfather grew up. We visited where my grandmother grew up, which is just now it's just rubble. Like the house doesn't. They own the land, but the house is like basically demolished. Like it's kind of just stone eroding away. But like my grandfather's house has been remodeled. It definitely still has like an older look to it. But then all the newer houses, you could tell, like, they're modern, they're new. But they definitely do look a little different.
How do you do with food? Because me and Paul are both picky eaters. Do they have, like, normal shit?
They do.
Do they have, like, McDonald's?
I saw McDonald's
in
Dublin.
You didn't go?
No.
Dude, you gotta go.
Should have. Yeah.
See how different it is.
Well, I even said that.
That's a miss.
I went to Aruba a few weeks ago.
It's too busy getting roadhead.
Went to Aruba a few weeks ago when we saw McDonald's, and I was, like, curious about it. And even with Dublin, like, I probably would have. Most of the food was pretty standard. Fish and chips is, like, the main thing.
They probably don't have. Do they have smaller portion size? I feel like they don't.
Everything's smaller. Like a this is like. I bet you if you bought this, this is smaller. This is 11.2 fluid ounces. This looks like something what your soda would look like, or like cans. Like they don't sell. Like you can buy a Coke can that's normal, but a lot of they're thinner, and they're the same. They're 12 fluid ounces, so they're similar, but they look kind of like a slim can.
Like the Bud Light next you have behind you.
Yeah. So like, is this 12? Yeah. So this is 12 fluid ounces. So imagine this, but like a Coca-Cola.
That's weird.
So this was it. The bottles of Coca-Cola were a little more. They were like maybe like 14 fluid ounces or maybe they might have been 16. But they were like this. They looked a lot slimmer. The portion size in general, I feel like. But for a Coke, this was so much better. I'm like, we, as Americans, I feel like there's just, like, everything is just so big.
Oh, yeah.
The candy sizes, like, the boxes were smaller. The packaging was smaller. Like, your portion sizes are just smaller for, your chips. You're like, all that stuff. And to us, like, I would eat it and be like, okay, cool. That was enough. But then for us, it's like, we just keep eating and eating.
What were the conversations, like, I imagine you would talk, like, a lot of, like, 12, 8 Guinnesses in. I imagine you talked to some people you never met before at
the
bar.
Yeah.
What are those conversations like? Because I would imagine it's like, they probably don't really understand like American football or like ever heard of like the MLB.
No.
It's probably like rugby. It's like, what do you even talk to them about? Like,
how's the weather?
Like, do they know like, I guess they know like Michael Jackson or Justin Bieber and
they would
shit.
Know. Yeah. I mean, music, like I said, is very similar. Like modern music.
But sports got to be vastly different.
Sports like, are very different.
It's got to be like rugby.
Most of it's like we were looking on TV. Most of it's rugby. A lot of cricket.
Do they get like ESPN?
I don't know.
I mean, well, they're like probably. The worldwide leader of sports.
Well, thanks. Yeah, that's the little the tagline of ESPN.
I'd be interested just to see like the TV guide. I don't know. Maybe they just have a bunch of soap operas.
So conversations. We had a really cool conversation. The two that I remember really well. The first one was we were at a bar. It was like very grungy vibe. I don't know how to explain it, but it was like very grungy. The music was awesome. They were playing like, that was the night Olivia Newton-John passed away.
Yeah.
They were playing Grease. It was like awesome. Like the place was electric. Literally.
It was electric.
It's electrifying. And,
it's electrifying.
And they were just playing really cool music, but there was a cool promo. Oh, I want to talk. Oh, there's so much. So there's a cool promotion there I want to talk about too, but we met a guy. And he was 22 years old, and he's from Cork.
What's your drinking age?
18. Mm-hmm. So he was from Cork, and he was talking to me about Americans and like all this stuff. He's like, everyone over here like hates Americans. Every American that I've ever talked to has been so nice, so like open. Like I, you know, love talking to them. But he was really cool. He was just asking me some questions and stuff.
What was he asking? Don't remember.
I don't
too many Guinnesses in.
It was we were drinking that night. I have a picture of him. I took a
we
selfie.
Were drinking. Do you have a picture with them?
Yeah, it was me, Morgan, because it was the night where like my dad and my older sister Laura they went to bed, and then me and Morgan were just walking around the city,
that's
and we were
wild.
Drinking.
They got cops out a lot.
No, dude, no. I don't see police anywhere.
I gotta go to Ireland.
I saw like no police anywhere. It was the weirdest thing in the world. But wait, so they had a cool promotion there, and it was like. We were there Wednesday night. We were drinking, and it was called like Beat the Keeper. It's called Beat the Keeper, and it was a soccer game.
Yeah, I saw you play this.
And you have like different hole. You would get three shots of kicking a soccer ball into like this, like not a goal, but it was kind of like a weird thing where it had three different holes. And the big hole, if you got in there, you got a free drink. If you got in the medium sized hole, you got two free drinks. If you got in the small sized hole, you would get three free drinks, and then every drink you bought, you got a ticket to go play.
Oh.
So like that was the idea. So if you played bad, you were encouraged to go buy another drink and keep playing.
Well, if you get the more you drink, the more holes you see, and
yes.
You won't be very good. So they're just going to keep buying drinks.
But it was a really cool promotion. I played. I got close. I couldn't get it.
It's a good promotion.
Morgan tried. She couldn't even get the ball off
the
ground.
Yeah, I saw her shot very bad.
Very bad.
That was a horrible performance.
But it was really funny. All the times people would always ask, where are you from? They're like, and there was a lot of tourists in Ireland too, but they'd be like, oh, where are you from? And it was so funny because we'd always say, oh, the States, or like, oh, the US, or like America, or whatever you say. There was a million ways you could say it. But everyone, when you said it, would roll their eyes, would be like, no, like dipshit. Like, where? Like, where are you from?
They're like, and yeah, we got that.
We know by just you talking, we know where you're from. Like, just where. But it was the first night they had a pizza, like a late night pizza joint.
Oh.
Where it was open, and I got from the bar, everyone went to bed, and then I went out, I went down the street, because I smelt it when I went from bar to bar. I was like, I'll be back later. So I went up to the pizza place, and I'm sitting there waiting for my pizza, and there was a guy and a girl, and I think a married couple, and they were talking to me, and they were waiting for their pizza, and they're like, oh, you know where you're from? And I was like, the U.S., and they did the whole, like, yeah, no shit,
yeah,
like, where?
No shit.
And I was like, oh, from New Jersey, and we were talking about New Jersey and New York, and it was just like, yeah, I mean, no one was like overly mean or anything. Like, it was just funny.
We could tell they don't really fuck with us.
That's the guy in Cork. His name is Keenan. Shout out, Keenan.
Keenan probably does not listen. Were you promoting Life's a Party while you were there?
My dad said I should have brought flyers and handed them out at the bar.
Should have.
I should have put them on the drinks. I should have like put them out at places. It would have been smart.
Missed opportunity. And then you went to an amusement park, which it was like every time I saw your story, it was like something that I didn't expect Paul to be doing in Ireland. But wait, I want to ask you, did you see any schools? Like there was like, are the schools different? I know you didn't go in the one, but did you see any of the schools? Are they homeschool for the most part? I don't know.
No, they got schools. I mean, they're not, like I said, it's very similar. I was comparing it to the US where it's like very similar where like, depending on what part of the country you're from, vastly different experiences. Like if you were going to
you said the one place felt like Philly vibes.
Yeah, like Dublin. like Dublin is their largest city, and Dublin felt very similar to Philadelphia. And then you had Donegal, which is like very rural. Like it felt like you were probably in the country here in the States, like in this country, like open fields, windy
like that's,
roads.
That's like my like imagery of what Ireland is.
Yeah.
Windy roads, I mean, it was open fields, like the entire, small houses.
The entire country was gorgeous, but there were a lot of different parts. And the city, there aren't that many large cities. There are a bunch of them.
There's not like skyscrapers.
Not really. No, even in Dublin, like they don't have really skyscrapers. They have tall buildings, but like nothing like huge. No.
But there's the one city just gave you Philly vibes?
Yeah, Dublin did. I think it was like the most similar. It just, the nightlife, it just felt very, you know, similar. But different things that we did.
What amusement did park.
Oh, the amusement, yeah. So the amusement park was a last minute decision. It was like my sister wanted to go to this library and we woke up in the morning. Well, it was like the night before and she's, I was like, what are we doing tomorrow? And she's like, oh, we're doing the library in the morning. We're going to take it easy morning.
The library.
She was like a famous library at this Trinity College that's in Dublin. Far. And then she was like, then we have a ticket for the Guinness storehouse at 3 o'clock. So I'm like, okay, cool. And me and my sister, she looked it up. She really wanted to go to amusement park. Europe is actually known for like amazing amusement parks.
Really?
This was not one of them.
It sucked. This is not one of them. But the one ride, the roller coaster you sent, it looked like it was going pretty fast.
It was. No, the one roller coaster that I went on, this is a smaller park in Ireland. And I was like, you know what? International theme park. I still think it's a cool idea. It looks small. Let's do a few hours and then head back and we'll make sure we're there for the Guinness. So I'm like, okay, great. So Morgan and I went. It was about a 30-minute drive. We drove.
Right in the car? Or
so no, we had a car the whole time. Like the whole trip we had, like we were in a car.
Yeah.
Okay. So we drove, whatever. It was a very small park. We did the one coaster. It was a lot of fun. Really long wooden coaster. It was built in like 2014. The park is like up and coming. They just built a new coaster last year. They're building one next year. Like you could tell they're putting a lot of money into it.
Yeah.
It's called Tato Park. So I have a little magnet here.
Tato Park. So who the hell are those guys?
So it's called Tato Park.
Well, is that potatoes?
Yep. So that's what potato Ryan. Is. They're Tato. Smart. And we were like, oh, Tato Park, Tato, whatever. And then his name's Mr. Tato.
Mr. Tato.
So Mr. Potato. And then we were in the Guinness store and I started to see potato chips and it's from Tato. So Tato is a potato chip company, and then they made a theme park, and it's like a small little theme park.
Imagine going to that length. Start with making potato chips. Next thing you know, you have a whole theme park.
Well, there that's what happened. You make a company, you could branch off and do other shit.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like Hershey Park, but I would never say
it's almost the exact same thing.
Really?
It's like
okay.
A food, no. I mean, nowhere near like the amount, but like a food company. Being like, oh, going into the entertainment space where like Hershey's extremely like popular and it did a really well job where like I could see it. Like people were talking about Tato like everywhere. It's all potato themed. Even like a lot of the snacks and stuff. Like we got the chip on a stick where it's like they take a potato and then they make it in a spiral and then they cook it. Like that was phenomenal.
But the problem with that is like I can't imagine that Tato's like worldwide. Like Hershey is worldwide. So it's widely recognizable. Like Tato is just
I mean, you could get bigger though. You could see, like I said, it's an upcoming park. We'll see what happens.
I'd be
I would
curious
definitely
to see how big like Ireland is. Like how many states does Ireland make up? We're actually pretty fucking small if you think about it. America's pretty tiny compared to the world.
Compared to the world, yeah. But I don't know how big Ireland is. Like if we were like, hey, what?
Like how many states make up Ireland? Yeah.
Like I don't know what that would look like. It would give us a perspective a little bit. But I did talk about the population because I asked the guy Keenan, who I was talking to at the bar. I was like, "What's the population of Ireland? Like how many people live there?" And he's like, 4 million people live in Ireland." And I thought about it. 8 million people live in the city of Manhattan. So if you think about it, like Manhattan's freaking crazy.
Holy shit!
Right? Like. Manhattan's one of the most densely populated cities in the world. It's probably like that in like Hong Kong, like, or even Tokyo, maybe. Like, it's huge. But if you put it in perspective, you're like, wow, that's kind of crazy that only 4 million people live in Ireland.
That's pretty bizarre.
Here's a stat. So here's Ireland in comparison to the United States. Little red outline, that's Ireland inside of the
It's like
United
another
States.
State almost.
That would be, it's a very similar state compared to like Iowa, a little bigger than Iowa, or was that Illinois?
It's like a fourth of California.
It's like Illinois size.
Yeah. It's pretty small.
So
that's wild.
Put it in that perspective for you.
All right, so let's finish off talking about, so you went to the Guinness factory?
Yeah, so two trips in Dublin that I definitely want to talk about. One is the Guinness Factory, which is called the Guinness Storehouse. And then the other is the Jameson Distillery.
Oh,
so
why, I'm wearing a Jameson shirt. Shot.
Yeah, so I bought these.
Oh, shit.
No, we're not going to drink these because these were expensive. I got to drink them later.
Well, not worth it.
It's not a business expense.
No, I mean, if you want to put on the card, we can put on. But this was cool.
We'll get Keenan to ship us some shit.
I got some stuff from the Jameson Distillery. Some shots, Red Breast, Green Spot, Powers, and Middleton. Middleton was the one I was told was like super awesome. It's a very expensive bottle. I think he said like $600 or something.
Yeah, damn.
So he's like, dude, he's like, if you buy this, it's almost worth it.
Yeah, well, I mean, if a big bottle, that's $600.
He said, if you
that's
buy,
that's got to be like $80 for that thing.
He said,
$60.
The guy at the store was like, if you buy a shot of this at the bar, it's $27.
God damn.
Which is insane. So I'm like, yeah, I'll buy that. So I got this. I brought it home. Really
well,
cool.
How much was that?
This was like $35.
Oh, yeah.
And said, that's like two shots almost.
Are they cheaper there? I know we'll get into the two spots, but are they like, is things cheaper there, you think?
I was told, we had some family members talk to us about how right now is one of the most expensive times to ever travel to Ireland. They're like, it's so expensive right now. It's just everything.
Damn.
The price is super high.
All right, Guinness Factory.
Jameson. I'll do the Jameson Distillery first because it's a little smaller. But it was cool because I have some pictures from it. Jameson, obviously bottles everywhere. They were really cool decor. They made Jameson chandeliers.
Oh.
So it looked like a beer tree almost.
Yeah.
Right, but it was hanging from the ceiling. And then
it's like when you're drinking and you go throughout the night, you get your empty cans and
make it into a little tree. Same idea. But it was a cool little tour. You got to learn about the history of Jameson. You had a tour guide. It was like one guy and he had a group of people. And there was like some cool projection mapping and stuff. Then that was one room you learned about the history. Second room you learned about like how they make it. Really cool. Yeah. And then third room, you did a taste test.
There we go.
And they did three. You got to taste three different types of Jameson. They told you how to like kind of drink it and savor it and that kind of stuff.
They're probably not big mixers.
What do you mean? Like
let's take a lot of shit straight.
They do. I feel like, well, they gave you
not a lot of vodka lemonades going on over there.
No, they gave you actually in Jameson. They gave you one free drink to like do the tour with. So you could either get it neat, which
that's
is
dope. Wait,
nothing.
Jameson. Okay, sorry.
So they gave you a shot of Jameson or like a drink.
You just walk around with it.
They gave you, you could do neat on the rocks with ice, or you could do a Jameson and ginger.
What's neat again? No ice. Just
neat is like just literally the drink. It's like a couple shots of the drink.
So neat on the rocks, which I would probably do on the rocks, or would ginger?
It was Jameson and ginger. So it was like their mixed cocktail.
Was it a pretty decent cup?
Yeah.
That's fire. Just go to a Jameson distillery and just
and
drink
you're
it
just
around.
Drinking it. You're learning about it. And then same thing with Guinness was the same idea where you got two free with your admission. You got two free Guinnesses. Yeah. One you got on like the fourth floor and then one you got at the rooftop bar, which is like the seventh floor. But there was really cool. You got to learn the history of it. You got to learn like the advertising. There was like an advertising history of like commercials and different like cans and promotions and things they used to do. We went to a part of it was one of our experiences in the storehouse where you could take a picture and put your picture on top of your foam. So like
that's what I had on here. I saw that you went.
Yeah, I saw
that. Guinness
that.
Beer, and it was like your family portrait was in the foam of the beer.
Yeah,
I was like, how the fuck is that going to happen?
I
literally wrote that down. I was like, what the fuck is going on there?
It was super dope. It was like so they take a picture of you, and then it goes off to this machine, and then you put a Guinness in, and then it basically prints your photo on the foam of the beer, and then you drink it. So we did a few of those. I'll send Drew the photos. We'll put them in. That was awesome. And then you get up to the seventh floor eventually, and it's like a rooftop, all glass. You get to see the entire city of Dublin, and then you get a free Guinness with your admission. And it was just a good time.
Is like technology a little behind, you think?
No.
From where we are, or everything just pretty much caught up?
Everything's pretty much caught up. I could see in the rural part, like stuff is a little like different.
I mean, it's like that in the United States.
Same. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like very similar. Like if you were like, oh, just different parts of the country.
If you go to like a lower like poverty city, like they're not going to have plasma screens and iPads and shit.
But technology wise, like I think everything's pretty similar on brand.
Did you talk about any like the apps that like Twitter, Instagram?
I could see like we asked the kids like with TikTok and stuff. Like the kids aren't on TikTok. The younger kids. I don't know if that's a family thing or that's something where it's really not over there. It's not popular.
The Americans do that. Do not do what they do. They're not good role models for us.
No. But it was really cool. Overall, like really, really good trip.
I already know this episode's going to end and you're going to be like, oh, I forgot to talk about this.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of things we could hopefully bring it up next week too. Like there, it was just awesome. And if you never got to go to Europe, like I do want to explore more of Europe. I would love to go see Spain, Italy, like London. I've been dying to go to London. So I think just getting out of the country in general, getting to talk to people. Oh, wait. So getting to talk to people. Yeah. I was at a bar. It was like the second to last night in Dublin. And I would go up to get a drink. And I saw these two guys talking. And then the one guy talked to me. He's like, hey, man, where are you from? And I was like, oh, I'm from like New Jersey. And he goes, oh, I'm from Montreal. And he was Canadian. And he was talking to me. I was like, oh, cool. I was like, oh, you with this guy? And he goes, no, I just met this guy. And then I look at him and I was like, where's this guy from?
It's an all-star team.
And he was from all over. He was from Central America. He was from, I don't know what country, but he's from Central America. Asia? And I was talking to him.
I forget. Okay.
But it was cool because it was like, you have guy from Canada, guy from US, guy from Central America. And I was talking to him and like what they were doing. They were both traveling Europe by themselves.
That's wild.
So I told my dad, he's like, that's odd. It's crazy. And that's the one guy, he works in Barcelona and he's like on a fellowship and he's working in Barcelona. And then he's been traveling like by himself. Like he had the weekend. So he just flew to Ireland. He's like experiencing Dublin. He was doing some tourist stuff and then he's heading back to work.
I can't even go grocery shopping by myself. Well, I'm in a different country.
You literally just went to the movie theaters by yourself.
That's true. Hey, yeah, maybe I'm ready for Europe. Maybe I'm ready for Ireland.
Ryan's going to the movies by himself for the first time. Dude's traveling Europe by himself. That's just the biggest gap I've ever seen.
And you'll see that guy winning an award for it.
I used to fly by myself at college, but that wasn't far.
But really, really cool experience overall. Like I said, if you can travel, definitely do it. And it's opened my eyes to wanting to travel more. And I think talking to more people, like it's just so cool talking to people of different experiences in different countries and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Maybe create some more happiness. I'm a Guinness guy now.
New experiences, dude. Like I really had Guinness a few times here in the States, had it so much in Ireland. Of course, it's going to be better over there anyway. And then now I could see where like, oh, I get this with a meal or like, oh, I'm feeling extra Irish today. Guinness. So open your eyes. I think that's the main point of the episode and just new experiences.
Cheers.
Cheers, baby. We'll see you later. As always.
Music. Take us out.
Peace.
Later.
All right. You ready?
Yep.